Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hobby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pa, the Shy Daddy?
It's the Shy Life Podcast. With me, Shy
Daddy. He's not that shy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, it's me, Shy Yeti. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do this episode. I hadn't really thought, but possibly we'll go for a walk, Toby and I. It's I'm recording on a Friday and tomorrow is the weekend and, oh, the weekend is my own. And, yeah, we could do that. Oh, hello. John, what's going on?
Sorry, Paul. Sorry to interrupt. Sorry, do you mind if can I come over? Is it alright?
Sure.
Yes. Can I come over?
It's fine. Just doing the beginning bit, you know, the introduction of the episode. You look concerned. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. You might want to stop the recording.
Why? No, it's fine. Anything you might say, you can say in front of the listeners. It's not a problem. Oh, it's not another anecdote about something embarrassing I did as a child, is it?
No, it's not about that. I don't know how to break it to you, but you remember there is that other dimensional version of you, you know, the one who wanted to, he wanted to come over here, he wanted you to go over there.
Yes, I remember him. We haven't seen him since all that business at New Year, you know, when, well, everything with comedy and all that stuff. Bold Sasquatch.
Yes. Oh, he's back.
What do you mean he's back? He's not supposed to be able to be here. At least, not for very long.
Well, I don't know, he's here though. He's been sighted by one of the listeners. They contacted me and, it would look like he's recording a podcast.
The other dimensional Paul is recording a podcast? But we left on good terms. I mean, there's no reason for him to be... What's going on?
Oh, I don't know, Paul. You've got to find him. You've got to stop him or speak to him, find out what's going on. We can't have two Pauls running around, even if one is an imposter.
Oh, I know. Goodness. I wonder what's going on. I wonder what's going on. And what's more, I wonder if his show's any good.
Oh, Paul. That's not the way to look at it.
Well, if his podcast is better than me, maybe some of my listeners will go and listen to his show instead. I wonder what it's like.
We better run the theme tune. Oh dear.
Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Thoroughly.
Oh, yeah. What do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go. Here we are. Right.
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry, Paul. We'll sort it out. We'll find out. I'll get back to the listener who reported seeing him and, well, you know, we can work from there.
Yes, okay. Oh, dear.
What about the episode bot, Paul?
Oh, yes, sorry. Episode bot, what number episode is this?
91.
Oh, really?
Come on, Paul, give me a bit more welly. You know, you've got to compete against, well, this other show, haven't you?
I suppose you're right, yes. Oh, dear. I wonder what his show's about. I wonder what it's like. I wonder.
I think that sounds like some sort of wibbly-wobbly effects coming on. I wonder. Oh, yes, let's think.
I wonder what it's like.
I wonder what it's like. No, I think I'll start that again. Is that okay? All right. Sorry, take two. sorry. Hello, it's me, Shy Yeti. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. Well, this is a completely new podcast. Yes, you may remember the old Shy Life podcast that I presented for many months. And, well, I've done with that, and I want a fresh start, a spring clean. Yes. So, here, for you this time, is my new show. Yeah, there's even a new theme tune and everything. It's called, what's it called? Sorry, I've got it down here. It's called the Shy... Sorry, what is it? Sorry. It's called Shy Yeti's Big Top Kapow Show. Couldn't they come up with a better name than that? It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? All right. Do we have a theme tune? Okay. So, yes, we've got a new show for you. No more Shy Life podcast. This is the real deal. Shy Yeti's Big Top Kapow Show. Yeah. It sounded a bit cheap, you know. Could we really not come up with anything better than that? I'm sorry, have we started? Right, sorry. Hello, yes, it's me, Shy Yeti. And, yes, this is my new show, the Shy Yeti... I keep trying to say Shy Yeti podcast. Yes, this is me, Shy Yeti, for Shy Yeti's Big Top Kapow Show. Yes, it's my new show. It's going to be similar and yet different. It's going to be similar in that we're going to be doing all of the same things that we did in the Shy Life podcast. The poems and the interviews and the on-tour, walking around, chatting out and about stuff. Yeah, we're going to be doing all of that, just like the Shy Life podcast. But there are new things, there are different things. Well, we've got a new title, a new name for the show. Yeah, the Shy Yeti's Big Top Kapow Show, yes. Yes, kapow! Yeah, it's really punchy, don't you think? I think you'll grow to like it. So what are we going to be doing this time? Well, we're going to do some film reviews, and then we're going to be going out on the town. Yes. And maybe even riding on a bus. It's never been done before on a podcast. Never. No, absolutely not. This is going to be quite an adventure. I think you're going to really enjoy the Shy Yeti's Big Talk to Power Show. Yes. It's full of surprise, action, drama, and things like that. Yes. You're going to love it. Yes. Let's get on, shall we? Oh, what is he? We still have the episode bot. He's here. Yes. Was it a she? I'm not sure. He's a robot. Who cares? What does he say? Sorry. So, episode bot, tell us which episode number this is.
Number one. I hope you're going to put reverb on that. I know we can't get the real episode part, but at least try. Anyway, yes, we're going on location now. Film review. We've got film reviews. And then we're going to be talking to Tony Smiley from The Small Cast. Yes, we all love Tony. Tony Smiley. Tony Smiley, the talented man from The Small Cast show. Yes, we'll be talking to him. Let's move along. Let's do that now. Okay. Well, listeners of the Shy Yeti Big Top Kapow Show have been writing in their droves asking, what does a Yeti like for dinner? What is a typical week's shop for Shy Yeti? Well, it's funny you ask, because I'm just back from the shops. I'm going to show you exactly what I've got in my little bag. These are all essential things. Beginning with a chicken and mushroom pie. I mean, how does one manage without a chicken and mushroom pie? It's actually a chicken and mushroom slice. To go with that, I have lovely 2 pints of skimmed British milk. Yeah, I like to knock back the milk as I'm eating the chicken and mushroom slice. Let me just put this. I'm afraid I'm going to be putting things in the fridge as I'm telling you, but sure that won't worry you too much. There we go. So that's all done. That's just the start. That's not everything. Next up, of course, what Yeti can do without crisp and fruity rosé wine. One needs that for. Now, I've also got some lovely cranberry classic juice. It says cranberry classic, but I think that's just make. So there's that. Goodness. I find that toilet rolls are also essential. Yes. I like to spread them in marmalade and have them as a snack. I've also got Vimto squash. Because what if he doesn't like some Vimto squash when they are busy podcasting? I've also got some fizzy Vimto and a tin of baked beans. Oh, it's baked beans and pork sausages. Ha, oh well. I didn't see that. Oh well, never mind. Ha ha. That'll do for lunch. I actually thought those were just baked beans. Little surprise there, how nice. Extra mature cheddar. Strong and punchy, apparently. Not too punchy, I hope. I don't think I want to be punched. Oh dear. Filling up my little fridge. I've also got some apple juice. I should probably let you into a little secret. I'm not actually at my usual flat. I'm actually away on holiday, so this is my little holiday apartment fridge I'm filling up with. Belgian buns. They're next up. Little treat there. Something sweet. A bit of squash, but never mind. Of course, what Yeti can do without a bottle of rosé wine?
Yes, just another bottle of rosé wine. And some corned beef. Can't be doing without corned beef. We have Weetabix. Yes. There was actually... I don't know whether these are different Weetabix. It says they're baked with golden syrup, so they might be slightly different than the Weetabix I already have. Grand dessert. Cacao. I think that's just chocolate, to be honest. Haribo... Sorry, I need to get my teeth in. Haribo Sour Suckers. Just a little packet of sweeties. Just a little bit of sweetness for... Yeah. And what Yeti would do without a bottle of rosé wine, just to go with everything else. I've got some golden vegetable rice and some jammy dodgers. If I don't finish these, I shall take them home with me. I'm here for a week. Of course. I've got a little can of Cherryade to have with my dinner one night. And some little bars, health bars. Bananas, chia seeds and malty seeds. Oh, and some egg fried rice. I'll probably mix those two up together. They sound like a winning combination, I think. Yes. If I can squeeze it in, as the actress said to the bishop. Oops. Oh, sorry. I'll be there in a minute. I'm back. I'm sure this is fascinating listening. You don't get this from every podcast. What Yeti would be without a bottle of fruit, crisp and fruity rosé wine? I like to have an occasional glass when I'm podcasting. So, got some more sour suckers. And, and a peppered steak slice. I should add that I don't have a car. And I won't be eating out any of my meals, except for possibly a day that I'm hoping to go to Canterbury, which is not too far from where I'm staying. So I will probably have some sort of lunch that day, but otherwise I am sort of dependent on eating here. So I've also bought a card, a greetings card. It says, a toast on your special day. Yes. Some water. Oh, we all need water. And then some more baked beans and pork sausages, which I thought were baked beans. Oh dear. Just silly Yeti. Right, well, I think that's almost it. Just checked my bag. And, oh, no. Another health bar. Red berries and quinoa. And, oh. Ah, yes. Just one more bottle of rosé, because I like to have a glass when I'm podcasting. Well, that's it. I promise to keep you informed of everything I eat. I'm sure you're fascinated. Maybe I'll take some photos. Yes. I'm
time on Shy Yeti's Big Top Kapow Show, I thought I would review some films, because I know my listeners are very much into films and TV. So I thought I'd just run through some of the things I have brought with me whilst I am away. The first thing I'd like to discuss is a series called The Champions. Champions. And yeah, it's from the 60s. And there's on the cover, there's two men and a lady, and they look very serious about something. There's a lot of blurb on the back, I can recommend that. So next I have, it's a series from the comedy series from the early 80s called Sink or Swim, the complete series 1 to 3. It's a bit of a wordy title, I think, but there were four DVDs, and there's some brothers and a girl on the cover. It's hilarious. Next up, I have a film here called Young Frankenstein. Now, I think not many of you will have heard of this one. It's about Frankenstein when he was just a boy going to school, and it was made back in 1974, and there are people actually in the film. My next film I want to cover is called The House on the Edge of the Park. Now, it's got an 18 certificate, so do beware. It's all about a house that's on the edge of a park, not in the middle, not sort of somewhere on the left, the right-hand side. It's actually right on the edge. Though which edge, I'm not sure. I suppose it could be on the left or the right-hand side, but it's not very specific. Maybe when I watch the film, I'll learn a bit more. Now, the next film I have is called The Sect. Now, that sounds rude. It's got an 18. And there's a lady, and she isn't wearing much clothes, and there's some sort of bird pecking at her. She can't be very pleasant. It's got a subtitle, The Devil's Daughter. So I don't know if the girl is the daughter or whether the bird is. But, anyway, other than that, I have a series called Thriller, which I guess is based on the Michael Jackson song, but I'm not too sure. A film by a man called Lucio I think I might have sworn. Anyway, it's called Contraband, The Smuggler. So it's got an 18 certificate as well. Gosh, I hope it's not too scary. There's a man. What is that man doing? He doesn't look very happy. Anyway, I've got some more here. Sorry, I thought that was it. I hope you enjoy my reviews. They are. Now this is a film. I know about this. This film is called Tide of Freedom. Now this is made by Mr. Nick Goodman. Yes, who's been on this show, and I believe that I'm in this film. It was made quite some time ago, but it doesn't have an 18 certificate, which is a relief. next up, we have a film called Killer Nun that has an 18 certificate. I have a feeling it's going to be violent. There's a nun, nuns are involved, but they're killing. It can't end well. I have a film here called Pretty Poison. I don't know how poison can be pretty, to be honest, but I guess. It's a 15 certificate, so probably not as violent as the nuns or the some of these other ones we've been talking about. Now this one looks nice. It's called The Love Punch. It's got that lovely Emma Thompson in it. It's a 12, so it's going to be good, and it's got James Bond in it. How nice. And it's 90 minutes long, So there'll be time for a cup of tea at the end, or maybe some of that rosé wine I bought. here we have a Doctor Who story called The Twin Dilemma, which I'm sure must be a lovely, lovely story. There appears to be a man with curly hair on the front and an alien and an old man. Old man looks very serious. Yes, this is a sign of good drama, I think. We also have here, a street cat named Desire. No, a street car named Bob. A street cat. Oh, a street cat named Bob. Ah, this has a 12 certificate. I guess there is a cat involved. And I like cats. So, so these all look very promising. I believe there are films down in the library downstairs in this holiday house, but I think we've got quite a lot of things to get through. The last film we have here, it's called Celine and Julie Go Boating. Yes. Apparently it's in French. I'm going to have to learn French. No, I suppose is there subtitles? Well, it's a 12 certificate, so it must be quite good. Well, I hope you I hope my reviews have been of use to you, and I'm sure you'll you must watch along. Yes, watch along together. Let me know what you think of those films. I think they're all splendid, most splendid. Anyway, I'll hang a break now because, well, I need to be getting out and about. Yes. Shy Yeti's Big Top Gapow Show likes to get out and about sometimes. Oh, don't worry, there will be poems later. What would a Shy Yeti show be without a few poems? Shorter, probably. Yes, so this time on the Shy Yeti, what is it called? Shy Yeti Capo.
Shy Life.
Oh, sorry, no, I forgot to tell you, Tony, that.
My name's Tappy.
We've changed the title. The show's got a new name.
Oh.
It's now it's called Shy Yeti's Big Top Kapow Show.
What? When did that happen?
Oh, just this episode.
Oh.
So this time on Shy Yeti's Big Kapow Show, Big Top Kapow Show, we have from the small cast, we have Tony Smiley. Hi, Tony.
No. I'm Tappy Smiley. That's Tappy.
Nice to meet you. It's very nice to have you on our show. So,
thank you.
How is your Aunt Turnip?
Aunt Tappy, she's fine. She's fine. She said, Paul, to say hi to you.
Right. Thank you. Good.
Sends her love.
Ah, good. Yes, send my love to her too. And how is Sissy?
Paul, it's sassy.
Good.
Sassy's fine. Good. Sassy's just fine.
So I know that you are always very interested and a very keen collector of music. So how much vinyl do you actually own?
I'm pretty sure we we talked about that recently. No, I don't have a record collection, Paul.
Oh, did you lose it?
No, I never started collecting.
this is his little joke because it's April the 1st.
No, I'm not joking. I've never.
Oh, Tony, you're so funny.
Happy.
So, when you're on,
the batting with you today.
I just wondered what I was going to talk to you about your other little show, Life on the Soot List.
Soot? Yes. Well, it's Life on the, you know, S List.
Oh, the S List. Life on the S List with Brenda Bau and
Brenda
that Peter
Brenda.
That Peter H and Jay the Hurt Cub. What? And Wes the thing. Well, it's been lovely speaking to you anyway. So, we'll catch up again soon. Bye, Tony. Bye now. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Jeepers. Weird.
Hello, it's me, Paul. I'm just reporting from Canterbury. Yes, as part of this episode, I'm going to be showing you around the town a bit. I'm currently having my lunch and enjoying a bit of sit-down. It's something that's quite underrated, I think. But I have a nice cheese wrap, a hot cheese wrap thing, and a cookie and some soup and a coffee. It's all very tasty. I do recommend it. I think that after I've eaten this, I'm going to get out and about and into the crowds, and I may even talk to one or two passers-by. Who knows? I'm sure that some of them might even recognise me, Chai Yeti, because that's who I am. Because that's what I is. Who I am. Yes, just a joke. Yes. Well, I'm just going to finish my lunch and I shall catch up with you again once I've done that. Okay. Okay.
Mommy, who's that man talking to?
I don't know. Darling, I don't know. Just ignore him. He's talking to himself, I think.
Excuse me, sir, can I just ask you, would you like to tell me what sort of sandwich you're eating? I'm Chai Yeti, you probably heard of me. This is my podcast.
What? Hey? What? Oh, right, no, I don't know, never heard of you. Well, this is just a cheese and ham sandwich, mate.
thank you. Ah, hello, lady, can I ask, is that a cappuccino or a latte you've got? Sorry, this is the Chai Yeti Big Doc Kapow Show. Yes.
Oh, no. This is just water. Water with some dust in it.
Okay, great. Hello, sorry to bother you. I've just wondered if you could give me a couple of minutes of your time. I'm just recording for the Chai Yeti Big Top Kapow Show, and just wanted to ask, what do you think about Canterbury?
I don't know. It's a town, isn't it? What's special? No, nothing. What? I don't know, it's nothing, is it? What? Just a town, just a place. What? Did you say you were again?
It's fine, fine. Yes. yes, lovely. Madam, can I just...
Leave me alone!
Oh, sorry. Hello? Hello, could I say... Excuse me?
No, I don't want to speak to you, all right?
Fine, okay. Right.
Hello?
I thought I would read you a poem now, because that's what I always do on episodes of the Shy Life podcast. Oh, not that it's called that now. It's called Shy Life Big Top Kapow Show. Yes, I know that, but you know that too. Yes, this is called Andreas the Acrobatic Cat. I believe it's based on a true story. Andreas the Acrobatic Cat, though he is quite a sight to see, he is happy doing backflips or just sitting on your knee. He will balance on a lily pad using only his back paws. Yes, he much prefers to balance than to tiptoe on all fours. You'll find him on the rooftops watching birds down on the hedge, like some living weather vane hanging right upon the ledge. He really ought to be more careful in case he has a tragic slip. But Andreas is an expert. No, there's no chance he'd ever trip. Andreas the Acrobatic Cat, oh, he loves to flirt with danger. He's pretty nifty in a crisis. He doesn't need a fighter ranger. He's the garden's bit of muscle, should the sparrows get too cocky. Should a blue tit need some help, or if a beetle's life gets rocky. He will swing from out the trees, or he will skate across the ice. If he hears a cry for help, that cat will always have advice. No, he really shouldn't dangle from the tower of the church. But Andreas knows his stuff, bird-watching high upon his perch. Andreas the Acrobatic Cat, no, he doesn't have a care. See him teeter on a creeper that's no wider than a hare. Along the rafters, see him go. Across tree branches, see him scamper. He's very worrying to watch, but it is best to never tamper. See him high up on the wall, let him go his merry way. Up there when the wind is blowing, see him quiver, see him sway. He is out there in the dark, he lives a life so very risky. In the ice or in the snow, he gets his courage, sipping whiskey. Andreas the Acrobatic Cat, he is a whiz at backwards rolls. His ambitions, they are great, he's taught his tricks to mice and voles. He is passing on his talents to the birds, the bees, them all. He has fixed a safety net up to keep them safe, yes, should they fall. They've got a taste now for the high life. They're working on an act, a spectacle of daring do, yes, if you wish to be exact. So now he travels on the road, his show's an acrobatic treat. Andreas cannot help but purr, for dizzy heights make life complete. There you go. There's a poem. That was a poem, yes, written by myself. I want to let you into a secret. Yes, when I was recording that, I made a few fluff-ups. Outtakes are so amusing, aren't they? I'm going to share mine with you now. He will balance on a lily pad using only his back paws. I'm sorry. I should try again. What was I? Oh, yes. He will balance on a lily pad using only his back paws. Yes, he much prefers... No, there's no chance he'd ever slip, trip. No, there's no chance... No, there's no chance he's... Blah, 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 blah. Oh. Wasn't that amusing? Yes, ever so amusing. Goodness. outtakes. What would we do without them? Anyway, moving on. Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, yes, it's me, Shy Yeti, yes. Well, I'm here, as I was saying, as I was saying, in Canterbury, yes. Canterbury, beautiful city. It's got a cathedral. Yes, there are people, actual people on the streets. They are busy in the shops, they're shopping, and they are buying actual things in the shops. In that way, it's quite like many other towns, not just in England or in Great Britain, but across the world, yes. But Canterbury is its own place, yes, absolutely its own place. Because, well, trying to ask some people what they think about the place. I am keen to get their view, like locals, what they think of the place. And it's always interesting to get people's opinions. And there's no doubt that in this town, well, I guess it's a city because there's a cathedral. Well, there's a university. It's, you know, it's a place where people come to study and to live and to shop. They also sometimes eat. Here there are some pigeons. I am looking at some pigeons now. I won't interview them. But, well, I suppose we could do some voices for the pigeons. Hello, I'm a pigeon. How are you? I'm very fine. I'm fine. Yes. Hello, little pigeon. What do you think of Canterbury? Oh, I like it. I do like Canterbury. It's very nice. Well, thank you very much, pigeon. Yes. It's probably my most successful interview of the day. Maybe I should interview those plants over there. Hello, plants. How are you? I'm all right. Thank you very much. No, good. I'm glad to hear it. Yes, good. So, well, it must be interesting growing up, literally growing up in Canterbury. I'm sorry. I'm busy now. I have to go. Oh, you have to go? You're a plant. No, I have to go now. Goodbye. Well, everybody in Canterbury is very busy. They will have busy lives and, well, they just have to get on with their busy lives. And so do we podcasters, because there are lots of other things that are going on elsewhere. Yes, this is true. This is true.
I wonder what it's like. Paul, you don't have to keep saying it. It's fine. They just put special effects over what you're saying. Do they? Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I wonder if that's what the show was like. Oh, well, I think it probably is like that. That's why we heard it. I don't know. It's all very complicated. Look at the time. A whole episode has gone by. And it's the end of the episode already. Yes, yes. Well, that's because you did the flashback or whatever it is. I know. I never thought about that. Oh, well. Listeners, we're going to have to find the other dimensional me. And, John, what are you going to speak to the listener and get him to tell us where he'd seen the other dimensional Paul? How did he even know it was him?
I haven't spoken to him yet because we've been thinking.
Of course, I forgot. So are you going to contact him now?
Yeah, this is what I was... you're not going to like this, Paul.
What am I not going to like? It's already been a bad day. It can't get much worse.
Well, you see, this listener...
Who is it? Who is the listener?
It's Cromarty.
He still listens. I suppose he still listens. Oh, whatever. If you have to speak to Cromarty, speak to Cromarty. If he's seen the other dimensional me, then maybe he can help us.
Well, are you sure you want to associate with him more?
John, we're going to have to. There's nothing we can do but contact him. We need to stop the other dimensional Paul from stealing my listeners. Find out what he's doing here.
And if that means talking to Cromarty, then, well, that's what we're going to do. Give him a ring. Next episode, listeners, we'll find out what's going on. We'll sort this business out once and for all. Oh, yes. Run the end music.
Oh, yes. Goodbye, listeners.
Goodbye, listeners. Hello, Toppy.
Paul.
Hi,
what
yeah.
The heck? Hi. What the hell was that all about? What? I don't understand.
What was what? Sorry.
You weren't paying attention, or I don't know.
What? When?
Anyways, you kept calling me Tony and Sessy Sissy, and I don't know.
Just a minute. I think I know what's been going on. Well, I don't know what's been going on, but I think I can have an idea. Have you been doing an interview?
Yes.
That wasn't
what
me.
What are you talking about?
No, that wasn't me.
What do you mean it wasn't?
No, this is sorry about this. I never thought that he'd approach you. We've just learnt that the other dimensional version of me is here, and he's trying to. Well, you know, you've heard all the episodes. You know, ages ago, he wanted me to go over there, and he was going to come over here. It never happened, of course, because all the things with Cromarty and Bold Sasquatch happened. Anyway, Yeti Uncle John comes in, and apparently, yeah, it would seem that he is here, and it seems like he tried to interview you or something.
Paul, that's just weird.
You know,
I don't like that weird stuff. You know, I don't want to be involved in that kind of weird stuff you do over there.
No, this isn't. This isn't my choice. It's outrageous. I want to stop him. I want to stop him going around.
I should hope so. He did a pretty good job of it. It sounded just like you.
Oh dear. Except that he called you Tony or something.
You didn't seem to know a whole lot.
No, well, that's because it wasn't me, but it must have been very upsetting for you. I'm sorry about this.
It was horribly upsetting.
Yeah, a podcaster of your repute. Is that the right word? Reputation.
Yes.
Doesn't expect to be called Tony when your name's not Tony.
That was strange.
Well, listen.
I was discombobulated, Paul.
I can see that. I can hear that. You know, I can understand that. I mean, look, we're going to try and stop him. We're going to, your Uncle John and I are going to see if we can round him up.
Can't you just say like some magic word backwards and send him back?
I wish we could. He's going to ruin my reputation. If people actually hear this new show of his and they think it's me, my good reputation, my weird reputation, well, I've just been covered.
But I understand what you mean.
You know what I mean. I've tried to build a following, and he might lose. If he's not very good and he gets everyone's name wrong, then very quickly it's going to spoil the show. So.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're in quite a pickle there, Paul.
Well, I just wanted you to know. Thank you for calling. I wouldn't have realised. Thank goodness you called. Because you might have thought that we might have fallen out if I didn't know. You know, you might have thought that I was being rude, and then you might not wanted to mention it, and then
I did.
Yeah, so at least you know now. At least things are okay between us. But I promise we won't. I'll stop him. I'll stop him. Let me sort this out.
Yeah, Paul, you got to do something about these trans-dimensional things that happen.
I will.
There.
I will.
You know?
Yes, I will.
Like, you know, just cut it out. I don't know what you're doing.
It's not me. I'll sort it out. I promise.
All right.
Hello, Paul. Yes, it is me, Comedy. Hello, how are you? Yes. Hello. I hear that you want to, participate or collaborate. I saw your other-dimensional self. I saw him. He materialized in front of me. I was trying to contact Bode Sasquatch. I thought that he would be there, but it was you who turned up. Instead, I have all this wonky donkey thing. You know, it's like a hoofa doofa. It's a device. Yes, I have this device, and I detected that. I thought I was detecting Bode Sasquatch, but it was not him. Anyway, I should be very glad to help you out next episode. So I will see you again. See you then. And see you, listeners. Yes. Very good. I look forward to it. Comedy, you'll save the day. Yes. Yes, maybe we'll find Bode Sasquatch at the same time. Yes. Hooray for Comedy. Hooray for Comedy. Yes. I'm so clever. Oh, dear.
Next up on my show, I've got an old friend of the series, my good friend, Uek the Alien.
Uek, yes, that's my name, Uek. Uek the Alien. Oh, yes, here I come. It's very nice to speak to you again. Yes, Mr. Yeti, yes. It's very nice. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you, Uek. Have you been travelling in your spaceship lately?
Yes, I have. Very nice in space this time of year. Oh yes, very nice indeed.
Paul, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. That's not me. That's not even a real alien. That's just an actor. I can't believe it. Who is this imposter? What's going on? Paul, what's going on? I demand somebody explain what's going on.
Oh dear, what a palaver. Don't worry, Ick. We'll get it sorted. We will. Oh, I hope we will.
You better. Oh, I shall have my lawyers under them.
Oh, goodness.
I gotta go now!
I don't care!
Bye!
I want to go with you!
Gotta go! Bye!
Goodbye! It's quite long.
No. Hey! That's insulting.
Goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
Next up on the show, I'm going to review a few films. Yes. I'm going to start with a film called The Lady in the Van. Got it here in front of me. It's got yellow lettering and a green cover. It's quite impressive. It's got some people on the front cover, and when you open it up, the disc is kind of shiny. Yes. So I'd recommend that one. Next up, after that, and there are quite a few here. Let me see. Let me get them out in front of me. Let me just. Yes. Let me. Yeah. We'll be right back.